Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time for the pretty all things beautiful with celebrity makeup artist and stylist Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mel. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The weather's getting a little cold, and I think I'm excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. And since this is called All Things Pretty, let's make sure our ladies have pretty legs during this time of the year and not kind of running into those fashion faux pas that I've seen already.
Stockings, tights.
And leggings.
Oh, this is such a quandary. Stockings, tights, pantyhose. What are the rules?
Well, first of all, I think most women do know the difference between pantyhose and stockings. They're very similar, except that a pantyhose, of course, comes all the way up, and stockings, of course, stop mid-thigh, and they're held up, you know, by, you know, your little garter. Most women kind of don't really wear those as much, but definitely in terms of the sheerness of them, they're very, very similar. Pantyhose are the thinnest of the three that we're going to talk about, and they are to be worn similar to like an undergarment. They are close-fitting, and they come in a variation of sheer, you know, sheernesses, if that's the right word. but they're definitely really great. They come in, you know, different colors, and they contain various amounts of spandex, depending on, you know, how much coverage or how much, you know, you want to be held in. I love stockings. I think stockings are beautiful if they're worn correctly. I know a lot of people have gotten away from them in the summer months, especially for those dress-down office days, but I am still very old school, and I do believe, depending on the length of your skirt, you should still wear stockings in most cases, especially, I think, even to church with leaders and things like that. But I definitely think that that's a call that you and your leadership has to kind of, you know, go with. But I'm really, really kind of old school when it comes to stockings, but I think that if you get the right kind, they don't have to be old and you know, opaque and things like that, but I think that they definitely give a sense of beauty to the leg, and it also makes you look very, very polished. I think that they are definitely, you know, to be worn, you know, with skirt suits. I think they should be worn with anything that is actually of a suit attire. I think that depending on the length of the dress and the style of the dress, I think the more formal the dress, you definitely want to take into consideration your hosiery.
Kim, I'm so surprised you old school with stockings and stuff, because it gets too hot here. I don't know that I'm going to wear hose with everything in the middle of the summer. I'm so surprised. And we haven't even really touched on tights and really what's appropriate for the winter. So I think we should continue this online so you can really get all the information in. How you feel about that?
I totally agree. And I know we'll get some feedback. So ladies, we'd love to hear from you and what you think and how you're wearing your stockings. How you rocking them?
All right. So let's continue on. For winter months, what do you have to say about tights and those kinds of things?
Well, for the winter, you know, tights are very similar to hose, except they're a little thicker, and of course, the transparency is different. They tend to be a little more opaque, which means you cannot see through them, and your leg wear is definitely, you know, very important. I do not like tights with skirt suits. I think that they're very unprofessional. I like stockings, again, with, you know, a skirt suit. I think that for a knit dress, I love tights with. I think they look very, very nice. I also think, depending on your age, should also determine the type of tight that you do wear. I don't like printed tights on women that are over 30. I think that they are a little immature. But I do like a fishnet, a small fishnet, small, you know, where the actual fishnet is the smallest that you can get. I like those kinds of things for women that are over 30. If you like to have a little fun, I think on the weekends it's cool if you do stripes. But I do not like stripes in the office for tights. And I do think that you can still have fun with tights. I think colored tights you want to definitely stay away from if you're over 30, unless they're blue or black or gray or chocolate. I think the earth tones actually work really, really well. And if you are going to do a colored tight, I like a monochromatic look, Mel. Like if you're doing emerald green, you know, knit dress, if you have an emerald green stocking, I think, I mean, or tight, I think those are really cool. But I think when you start getting into the variation of colors, like, you know, your mustards and, you know, maybe even bright yellows, like the kids wear, I think you definitely want to stay away from those in the office setting. I think that's a weekend a color. Now let's get to leggings. Now leggings, you know, leggings are really cool. And, you know, for a long time, you know, we kind of steered away from them in the church world, but I think that if you're covering certain parts of your body appropriately,
right,
and wearing tights, I think that, I mean, I'm sorry, leggings. I think leggings are really cool. They're thick enough and sturdy enough to be worn as pants, but leggings are definitely designed to be worn under something. Unless, you know, especially in an office setting, you know, a lot of women are like, I'm wearing leggings and I'm wearing a blazer. I think the blazer is you know, covering, you know, most parts of your mid area,
right.
You know, your buttocks, your stomach, things like that. I think that they're cool. But I definitely, you know, depending on your office, I mean, you know, we work in the entertainment industry, so we can get away with them. But I think in a more conservative office, you definitely want to stay away from leggings, even on Dress Down Friday. I'm very, very funny about things like that. I don't want to give anybody an option or opportunity to misconstrue what I got going on.
Right. You know? So it sounds like to me, really, whether we're talking about tights, stockings, pantyhose, leggings, first of all, textures and fabric weights, whether, you know, depending upon what you're wearing is important. And also age is a consideration with regards to what's appropriate to wear and what to do.
Absolutely. And I think you need to take those things into consideration. I know we have a lot of artsy people who like to, you know, express themselves. But I think that you need to definitely, you know, look at around your office if you're wearing them to the office. I think if you like to have fun, I think you should do it on the weekend or after 5. You know, I think that that's, you know, cool. You can express yourself. But I think for the office, I think it's always cool to take the safe route.
All right. Well, if you have questions or comments about any of this, you can email me at mclark@radio-1.com. You can also hit Kim and I up on Twitter. I'm at Melanie Hu, and Kim is at TheTheKymlee. Also on Instagram and Facebook. We'd love to hear your feedback because this is pretty highly, this is almost as controversial as white meat or dark meat.
Absolutely.
I love it. It's The Pretty with Kim Lee right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.